Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We'll talk in the show coming up about a dinner that Amy and I went to, and she fell down leaving the house last night, and she's like been holding her hand up. She fell.
Well, I mean, just like little scrapes. It feels worse than it looks, but I straight up ate it. My boots got muddy, my knee is scraped, and my hand.
I had walked down to my car and was already backing out, and I didn't know until this morning. She's like, I fell walking out. Because it was dark in the stairs, and I didn't pull my light out.
We all walked down together, and everything was fine. Well, then I needed to go back up, and I went back up by myself, and my husband was pulling the car out. And when I was walking back, I kind of thought, I got this. I don't need any help. And, oh, man, I ate it so bad.
Look at my nose, by the way.
I see that. I saw that last night at dinner.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And I was like, did I do that?
You did, but it's my fault.
But you told
I was
me
like,
to.
I was like, do it.
Wait, that's from 2 days ago?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's
and
from
he
that
was telling
zit
me.
That we were trying to pop, but now there's like a big cut on my nose.
Yeah, but it's better to have a cut like that than a whitehead.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I speak from experience.
Okay. Well, that's what it is. People are asking, what's up? It's Amy digging her nails into it.
Yes.
Really giving it the old what for.
Mm-hmm.
The Friends reunion special may not happen, they're saying. They can't get close enough on price, on cost. That Friends is moving over to HBO Max, and so they're going, hey, well, let's get that one-time special on. But apparently they're not close on cost.
I mean,
this could also
world?
Be a negotiating ploy by the people wanting more money.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. You put it out public and go, we don't know if it's going to happen.
What do you think they could ask for per episode, each person?
Well, it'd probably be one episode, right?
Okay, so each person for that one episode.
$3 million each.
Yeah.
Not a penny less. That's what I charge every day to come in here. $3 million an episode.
Really?
Yeah. The average cost of giving birth in the United States.
Oh, gosh.
Eddie, what do you think?
$20,000.
For those that aren't covered by insurance, $32,000.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
Having a baby is expensive, and with insurance, it's about $4,500. Without, it's about $32,000.
Wow.
How do people in the pilgrim ages let babies rip out of them naturally and...
Doctors were cheaper then, I guess, or whoever.
Well, yes, but I'm talking about things. You didn't have the medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and didn't have the sterilization.
There was probably a higher death rate for babies.
A man wakes up to find his wife had locked him in a chastity belt.
Or mom's. No. What?
A guy woke up to find his wife had locked him in a chastity belt to keep him from having affairs.
Oh, my.
Are they still together?
Yeah, but he's now considering divorce.
Good, good. Yeah, good for him.
The guy in his 40s said he woke up and his wife had locked up a chastity belt on his junk while he was asleep.
Oh,
she thought it was the only way to stop him from having affairs.
Amy, that's not funny.
He couldn't get it off, so he went to the hospitals. Then the doctors couldn't remove it. They wound up bringing an emergency crew who used a circular saw to slice it off.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's funny.
You're laughing, but...
No, it's funny. It's funny.
Is it?
Is it
is
not?
Is it funny? Yeah,
is it
funny.
Not? It's funny.
Because I'm telling you, he doesn't marry a crazy person like that without being a bit crazy himself.
Yeah, or like, she's just really hormonal that day.
But maybe he cheated on her so many times she just lost it.
But again, yes. But I'm saying, when you read about somebody being completely nuts in a relationship, like completely bizarre, you didn't get a person that's not bizarre married a person that's super bizarre. It doesn't, so there's always a little, so yeah, what did he do to make that happen? But yes, you can't do that. Bush Beer is giving people in 7 states free beer for every inch of snow. In Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, Nebraska, New York, and Wisconsin, a $1 refund on Busch beer for every inch of snow through the end of March. Do you like Busch beer?
Busch. No? I haven't had that since high school.
Is that a high school beer?
Yeah. Yeah, it's lower end
Very
beer.
Cheap.
A guy mixes mom's ashes with weed and smokes it?
No. I don't want to do that.
Is this a two-each-a zone kind of thing?
Yeah, is it like to out of like
yes.
respect?
Yeah, I'm okay with whatever.
No.
That makes you feel good.
But I don't.
Would she
is
have
that
wanted
healthy?
That?
Did he maybe check on that?
Maybe they smoked together.
Because, I mean, he's inhaling that. It might not be good.
Like, didn't they smoke Tupac's ashes?
Who did?
Did they?
If Tupac's really dead.
His friends? Mike?
Allegedly,
they smoked Tupac's ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Except this TSA agent who grabbed the girl's ponytails and yells, giddy up!
Why?
A TSA agent in Minneapolis, St. Paul had been given a good talking to after... This Native American woman goes through, getting screened for a flight.
Oh, my.
Grabbed both of her ponytails and, quote, snapped them light reins and yelled, giddy up.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. No good morning to you.
That's why I said good morning to everybody except. The agent tried to defuse the situation by apologizing and complimenting her hair, but the federal security inspector still issued a formal apology. you know, the giddy up things. You don't grab people's
anything.
You don't
do that.
The only time I get irritated, because I love when people will stop and say, hey, I want to get a picture. I have no problem. I love it. Just very happy that anybody cares. But when someone grabs me, you just can't grab people for anything. When someone grabs my arm, that's the only time I'm like, no, don't grab me. Anybody grabs me, I get irritated.
I've been teaching my kids don't take hats off people's heads, because that irritates me. Like, don't touch my hat. And remember, Amy touched the Old Dominion guy's sunglasses.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Oh, and he got ticked?
Really, the drummer.
Yeah. Whit?
Mm-hmm. You don't touch people's stuff.
Yeah, don't touch people's stuff.
It didn't go well.
Yeah.
I thought
you were cooler than that?
Nope. No, I just was being, we were having a friendly conversation. I thought we, anyway, I was I'm comfortable with one of them enough, so it made me feel comfortable, and I wasn't trying to be disrespectful at all. Like, I was being friendly.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable now, even thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, and it got awkward, and it's been awkward ever since.
Has it been?
I think so.
But, like, I'm tight with bones, and I would never touch your glasses.
Like, no,
you're acting like I wasn't being like I don't know. To me, it felt fine, and now I know. I don't know.
Were you seeing what kind they were? Or you were just taking them off to try them on? Like, what was it?
Yes, we were backstage, and I couldn't see. Anyway, it was dark. We were backstage. We were about to go on, I think. I can't remember where we were. We were back there talking. We were all having, like, a legit conversation, and I just said, oh, hey, yeah, like, I like your sunglasses, but it was dark, and I wasn't taking them off by any
just
means.
Just touching them?
But I just even put, I didn't even think my hand made it there in time, and he was like, don't touch me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it still makes me hot to this day, because I literally didn't mean anything by it.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch anybody's glasses.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get that now.
Or hat. I'm telling you, it's
well,
a thing.
I get it. Okay, sorry.
Or glasses. Y'all are making me.
Okay, I get it.
Or pigtails.
I don't like talking about it.
Oh yeah, at the airport. Yeah.
But I didn't do that.
Giddy up!
Yeah,
don't do that.
All right, we're gonna get into Thursday's show. This is the post-show, pre-show. So when the mics, we turn them up when the show's over. That's all we got today. I gotta go do a shoot, so I have to put makeup on my nose, my ruptured nose, and then go do a little shoot. All right, here you go. Thank you, guys. See you later. What's up? Welcome to the show. We got another good one for you. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's see what's happening in everyone's life. It's our first segment of the morning called What's the Haps? Hey,
what's the haps?
I made a joke on my Instagram story as I was doing a Q&A, and someone said, hey, I'm just new to following you. Did you used to be a singer or something? And I said, well, it's funny you ask, because I used to be in O-Town. And I was just kind of kidding about that. But I said, yeah, I used to be in O-Town, got out of the band, decided to be on the radio and write books and do comedy. But it's been a great time. And so O-Town posted that on their story, being funny as well, kind of perpetuating that I was in the band. Well, now on their Wikipedia page, it lists me as being a member of O-Town. And when one of the members that didn't get back in the band when they gathered in 2013, so much so that the drummer of our band thought it was real. He was like, he spent 30 minutes trying to find pictures of me in O-Town.
What?
Because it just kept getting pushed to the next level.
Yeah.
I said it, then O-Town said it, then Wikipedia had it. And so it says, the lineup also included Ashley Parker Angel and Bobby Bones, who decided not to participate in the 2013 reunion. Hilarious joke.
Oh my gosh.
We should just keep it going.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know where else we can make this happen, but it should always be a thing that I was once a member of O-Town. And shout out to O-Town for thinking it's funny too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this was the jam too. Play that again. It was such a good song. Did you like this one?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I think one of my top 7 boy band songs of all time.
Oh, wow. That's big.
I'd have to make my list.
Yeah, it's up there.
But as a band, we weren't my favorite.
As part of the band, yeah.
Because they only had like one or two songs, but I loved this song. Like, strong, strong song there.
Nothing at all.
So why did you decide not to do the reunion tour?
Well, I wanted to come and do this radio show. I wanted to talk about, you know, it's more about a us thing than them. Right, I just value you guys.
Right, thank you. Oh, cool,
yeah.
Cool.
More than them. Yeah. All right, that's what's the haps of me. Hey,
what's the haps?
Amy.
So if you're a parent, this should make you feel better knowing that I saw an article talking about, on average, American parents make about 221 mistakes, parenting mistakes, each year. So, I mean, I kind of feel like I make so many a day, but actually I was relieved to see that we're probably only making like 200. But here's where we fall with mistakes, like too much screen time. 65% say they do that. Accidentally teaching children a bad word. 42%.
Do your kids ever curse?
No, but I've said things I don't want them to repeat back. Like, I don't cuss, so it's not an issue really for me. I try to, I'm sure they've heard it elsewhere, but they just don't know what it is. But where I struggle is I say like sucks or freaking or whatever, and then...
Let's bleep that.
But Stevenson will repeat stuff like that back, and I'm like, ooh, you can't talk that way, buddy. And he's like, well, you just did. And then letting children watch something that wasn't age-appropriate, so I'm
like
guilty
Friends.
Of that, too.
Friends. Shira, your daughter watches Friends.
Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Is there one on there about giving them too less of screen time?
No.
Because I'm a big proponent.
No,
of,
it's just too much screen time. But I feel that like some weekends, if like, or like the other day, it was really rainy and the kids didn't have much going on and we couldn't be outside and I was really tired. So I'm pretty sure Stashira watched like 6 hours of Netflix. At one point, I was like, oh, wait, what time is it? This has gotten out of control. And I was like, if you're going to watch that, you need to do a puzzle. So she went and,
oh,
like,
the old puzzle Netflix balance.
She went
a
like
puzzle.
Listen,
how about read a book?
Oh,
that's
she,
a good one.
Oh, they have to read. They read at the beginning of the day before they can even turn on the TV. Now they have to read. So she'd already checked off her reading. So I was trying to add like something into the mix, but I was bad.
And your story is, the point of this whole thing is,
yeah, parents make 221 mistakes a year while raising kids. So from the time they're till 18, like, you make 4,000 mistakes.
Okay, we're now doing Bernie Sanders numbers. It's like 43% of 2%. Okay, hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Lunchbox?
Man, I need some parenting help because my kid, he has teeth now, and his breath is so bad. And I know everybody's, oh, just brush his teeth. So I bought a toothbrush, put some toothpaste on it. The kid won't let you brush his teeth. He just bites down on the toothbrush. So his breath still stinks, and I don't know if there's a trick of the trade where, or you're supposed to give him mouthwash or what, but people could let me know. I need a trick to brush his teeth.
Eddie, you have two boys.
I don't think the answer is mouthwash. I don't know, man. Nowadays, like Amy said, we make a lot of mistakes. My big one is just, let's just Google everything.
Are we sure it's not Smart Mouth? My favorite mouthwash.
I just don't think the kid knows how to gargle and spit.
So then what did you do? Did your boys not have this situation?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They had good breath the whole
time?
I
mean, you have that finger toothbrush, you know, where you like, it's like a thing you put over your finger, put toothpaste. Yeah, and that helps. You just hold their head, stick your finger in there, and brush their teeth
for
them.
Does your baby drink water?
Yeah, he drinks water in a little cup.
Okay, any sugary drinks?
Ever? No.
Okay, now you're trying to find the root of the bad breath.
Well, it says to drink plenty of water, cut down on anything sugary, that will help, and then brush the tongue.
Oh, okay.
Also, that works for us as adults.
Yes.
All those same tools right there. All right. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie?
This is a PSA for the people that love to talk to people on the phone in their cars over Bluetooth. Guys, we can all hear the conversation. I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I parked next to a guy talking to, it sounded like his mom, but he had her so loud that we can hear the whole conversation. It's like, oh, wow, they're planning a party. Sounds like she's worried about the amount of people that are going to come to the party. But it's funny because a lot of people do this. I kind of walk around, walk by cars all the time and hear people. I guess they don't realize how loud they have that speaker up.
Oh, do you do the Bluetooth in your car?
Yes. When I can get it to connect. Sometimes
that's
it just
me.
Won't.
It's annoying. And then I get it. I do my speaker on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But where we live, you can't even have your phone up to your ear.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I've kind of forgotten about that some. I know it was a law, and I guess it's still a law.
Are you on the phone now?
Sometimes I put it back up to my ear.
Ooh.
I don't even think about it. I'm not breaking the law on purpose.
Right.
That doesn't matter.
And that's what you say when you get pulled over. It wasn't,
oh, wasn't
on purpose,
officer. Yep.
I was obeying the law for a long, long time, and somehow I forgot.
But again, I don't text and drive. I'll voice message and drive. Not voicemail, but I'll voice message and drive. Like, hold that button down and send a text. But yeah, I just wondered if you were full Bluetooth.
Yeah, no,
at this point.
Sometimes I still stick it up to my ear, but I guess I use my earbuds or I put it on speakerphone and my phone's in my lap and I'm talking.
You use earbuds while you drive?
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't hear horns and
they'll fire.
Oh,
that
I
that
still
one,
hear
Amy.
Horns? Wait, yeah,
you get horns a lot.
You don't use your AirPods while you're driving?
No. No.
What?
That's bad.
What? No, It's not. I'm not listening to music. I'm on the phone. Same thing as if I was on the phone. If they were on speaker, I can still hear a horn.
But so you have your AirPods in just to talk on the phone? You don't ever listen to like podcasts or anything in your ears while you're driving?
Well, I mean, that then I would
I got her.
No, that then I would put it through my car speakers.
Okay. If you're only talking on the phone, still then I think it cuts off. It's there.
What? I'm the only one that does this in this room?
No. I think in this room, yes. People probably do it, but you shouldn't because it's silencing what else that you could be hearing.
Oh.
Like a car coming at you.
You know.
Or a baby in a stroller going,
No, I'm very aware I hear that. But what's got to stop is songs and commercials and all that.
No, don't change the subject.
Horns. No, I'm saying I hear that and then I pull over
your
AirPods and it's like.
Are in.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So I got invited to have dinner at Kaylee and Russell Dickerson's house. And you may know Russell Dickerson. He's a country artist. So, I didn't really know that well. We have any Russell Dickerson clips, Raymundo? Here. And so they came over to the house and did a podcast together as a husband and wife. And they were like, hey, why don't you come to the house for dinner? Normally, not something I would do. But I really had a good time with them. And I was like, all right, sure. So we found a date on the calendar. And Amy kind of knows the wife a little bit. And so Amy and her husband came last night, too. So all five of us go over. And first of all, I had a really good time. Here's the early part of it, though. I refuse to get anywhere late. I will not be disrespectful to anybody as far as their time, unless I have an accident. So I get there 15 to 20 minutes early, and I just sat like a block down the road and just sat there and waited. When it was within 5 minutes, I got on my Instagram story. I was like, hey, I'm here. Check out the timestamp. And I sat right outside their driveway and waited for Amy. Now, I knew her husband was with her, so I knew they would be on time. And so it's like 4:58 because dinner was at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And 4:58 turns into 4:59, and what do I see? Amy's truck come right over the hill. Amy's husband driving. So we pull up together right at 5 o'clock.
It
was a very satisfying moment.
Yeah, but no, I pull up and I see Bobby at the bottom of the hill, and their driveway is super steep. And so I thought, huh. Or maybe Bobby didn't know what parking was like up there once you got up there. So I thought, oh, is he waiting for us? Does he want to hop in and we can all ride up together or something? And then Bobby's like, oh, no, just wait. I've been here for about 20 minutes just waiting for clock to turn 5.
If someone's going to cook food, have me at their house. If someone's going to go through all that, I'm going to make sure not only to be on time, but to be super prepared. And I also thought, do I take something over there?
Okay, so I have a funny thing about that.
Go ahead.
Did you take them tequila?
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't know that. They didn't know. I had to go back up to give something. I guess you just set it down and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Say anything, or they didn't see you walk in with it. I didn't see you walk in with it. And I thought they just had it sitting out, like with the wine and whatnot. And then when I was leaving, they were like, oh, do you want to take your tequila? And I was like, oh, that's not my tequila. I thought it was y'all's tequila. And then I said, that's a really nice tequila though. And I said, and that is from Bobby. He must have brought it to y'all. And they were like, oh, go give it back to him. Did he bring it? Like, I don't know. And I said, no. He brought it as a gift, as a thank you, I'm sure. But like, no, it was very weird how this tequila you just kind of like laid it there and didn't say anything.
It was like the angel tequila dropper.
Yeah. But they didn't.
And I just walked in and placed it somewhere quietly.
Yeah. Yeah, very quietly.
Thank you.
Nobody saw. But that was nice of you to take them that.
And it's always odd when there's an odd number of people. By the way, it was never like fit the wheel feeling so much. But at one point, the girls, I don't know, we're talking about tampons or something. And so I didn't want to be in that conversation. And I walk out and Amy's husband and Russell are like talking about the grill. And I didn't fit there either. I was in this weird purgatory of not being quite man enough and not being quite woman enough. So I just kind of sat in the middle and was like, oh boy, where do I go? So I did a little girl talk, did a little tampon talk. And then luckily everybody got brought back together by the rain. So I was in like conversation purgatory. Because I'm not quite that masculine.
Yeah.
I'm not quite that feminine. I was just in that weird hole there. And then I think dinner went from like 5 to 8:15 or so.
Yeah.
We like talked ahead and then had dinner. It was a lot of fun. I give it 9 out of 10 dinner napkins.
Okay.
No, 4 out of 5. We do 5, right?
We do 5.
Yeah. I give it 4.5 out of 5 dinner napkins. The only reason it's not a 5 is because I was exhausted from Monday and Tuesday being out late both those nights. And it was a weeknight. If it had been like on a Friday, I'd probably went till 9.
Yeah
crazy. What do y'all talk about? Like music and stuff? Or
we talked about everything.
All, yeah, I mean, we were sitting there and you kind of do an hour talk on each side. But the back hour was really good. We talked about yeah, some music because he's a musician. Yeah. And, you know, we travel and talked about, Amy's adoption and flying. Amy's husband's a pilot, so we talked about that.
Cool. Airplanes.
Talked about our
Bear Grylls.
Just everything that you would talk about with humans. So it was fun though. We had a good time. And then I was glad that.
Okay, did you see what they do with corks? I thought this was really cool.
Like wine corks.
Yeah, and I saw this in their house. So this is an idea for people because I think y'all will like it. They had this big glass bowl of corks, and I didn't know what they were until later she posted on Instagram, and it was a cork from a bottle of wine that her husband had opened at dinner. And on it had the date, and it said dinner with Bobby, Amy, and Ben. And then they threw it back. They threw it in there, and it's full of all things. And I guess anytime they open a bottle of wine, whether they're celebrating or it's just people coming over for dinner or they're just watching TV, they write on it what they were doing and put it in there.
That's cool.
And then it's like decoration, and then also special.
Yeah,
mine would be like Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
just the day.
Oh, Monday,
random day,
3 p.m. Nobody around,
alone.
It was good though, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was
we had
really
a good.
Good.
We had a good time. I have here a piece of audio from Courtney Monroe, who is the president of Nat Geo. She's the president of that channel. We had mentioned on the show that, in my mind, I didn't feel like I was near as famous as anyone else on that show, Running Wild with Bear Grylls. It's kind of an honor to be invited on that show because he comes and he takes celebrities out and does really crazy stuff with them. And when I got invited, I was like, wow, I think I was famous enough because, again, it was Channing Tatum, Brie Larson, the guy from Star Trek. It was Joel McHale. It was the guy who won the Oscar for the documentary, you know, the Free Solo guy.
Oh, yeah.
So it was all these people, and I was like, holy cow, I can't believe I'm in this. Armie Hammer, who's a Golden Globe actor.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Riggle, who, you know, Dave Bautista, Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's all these cool people. Which one doesn't fit? Usually it's me. So, and she fought to get me on the show. And she was like, I know you don't know who he is, but it's going to be a good show. So the show airs and so many of you guys like put on your Instagram story. I'm just so appreciative and so grateful of it. But here is a clip of her on our show and we'll do a follow up here.
I think we should challenge all of your listeners and fans to make it the most watched episode of the season. Like, you should be bigger than Channing Tatum and bigger than Brie Larson and bigger than Rob Riggle. Let's prove everybody wrong.
Wait, everybody hates me? She's like, let's prove everyone. No, wait, everyone?
No, not your fans. Everyone. No, but I am telling you, the consensus is yours is the best episode of the season.
Well, I was very proud of the episode, and I'm thankful to the people who are still watching it. It's on Hulu, by the way. Amy found that last night. Right now, if you want to watch it, it's on Hulu.
If you missed it, it's up.
And so we didn't finish last, which is great. Cause I was going to be humiliated if I came in and we were the lowest rated episode.
That's good.
We actually were the highest rated episode of the season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is crazy to think that
so
these,
crazy.
So I'm thank you without you guys like spreading the word and watching it. I think up until this point, the Channing Tatum episode was the highest. There's only one episode left. And we are now the highest rated episode of the season.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool. I was so grateful last night that when they sent the ratings, because I was nervous I was going to finish last. I was like, man, this is going to be embarrassing if I'm, because nobody knows who I'm, just an idiot. But thank you so much. The season finale does come up next Tuesday. But let's hope it gets a little rating than mine. Let's be honest.
I mean, you're probably busy on Tuesday.
Yeah,
what?
You know,
got stuff going on.
Hey, catch it on DVR like 2 days later. It's a great show. Catch it on DVR.
I know. I'm so lost on how ratings work, and I don't know. I just don't know anything about it. And I told Bobby I was curious about Channing Tatum's episode just to see what he had to do compared to what Bobby had to do, but I don't want to click on it.
You don't want to give it a rating.
Because I don't want to give it a rating.
If it's, you're not watching it live, it's fine.
Okay.
But you can watch it, whatever. I'm grateful to the show, but thank you to you guys because we have the highest rated show from people much more famous, much cooler, much better looking. But it was exciting. So, and yeah, that's all. So thanks. Appreciate that. And thanks again to Courtney Monroe from Nat Geo for really taking a chance on this guy over here, which is me. All right, Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving, Bobby Bones Show. Appreciate you guys.
Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
The FAA is investigating why a Delta jet dumped fuel over Los Angeles. Students and teachers reported feeling the effects of the fuel while at recess. In other news, Nissan is recalling nearly 346,000 vehicles across the globe to replace the dangerous Takata airbags that can explode and hurl shrapnel. The full list of Nissan-affected vehicles is online. And finally, Delta is ranked the best airline in a recent study. American is the worst based on delays, cancellations, and mishandled baggage. Yeah, it's Bobby
Bones. All right, sometimes we see stars out in the wild, and so we do stars are just like us. And Morgan, number two, who'd you see?
Thomas Rhett.
And where were you?
I was at Kroger picking up a few things, and he was just hanging out in the vegetable fruit picking up a few things.
Really?
Wow.
Did you have to double take? Is that really Thomas Rhett in Kroger?
Yes. I was kind of like, wait, I don't think I saw that right. And then I looked again. I was like, that's definitely him. And he was just, he kind of had sunglasses that I kept putting on and off. I think that was his discreet kind of way of being under the radar. And yeah, he was just picking up some things and he looked like he just got done maybe working out. He had like gym clothes on too. So it was crazy.
What do you have in his basket? Do you know?
No, I saw him checking out the apples and oranges, but I don't know that he actually bought those.
So you're telling me superstar Thomas Rhett feels how firm his own fruit is?
Wow. I think so.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Did you say hi to him or was he just kind of doing his thing?
No, I didn't want to bother him. And the Kroger that's by me is pretty low-key. I wonder if that's why he came to it. I don't know that anybody over there would have known him, but I was like, this is really weird. And it was at like 4 o'clock on a just regular afternoon.
You know, I don't think that I would have bet he went and got his own groceries.
No way.
Obviously, I'm shocked. He does. Yeah, me too. One, because, you know, how rich is he? Probably pretty rich.
Mm-hmm.
But two, you would think you would get mobbed if you went out anywhere.
That's why I had the sunglasses on.
But if he's going on and off with them, nothing screams, hey, I'm trying to hide. Or even just wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, well, you know he's got the sunglasses on, but then you can't read or see anything with sunglasses. So he's like, dang, I got to take these off.
Have you run into anybody recently? Amy not, often sees him.
Mm-hmm.
Not recently, no.
I told you my story. I was at a chain restaurant, and saw Sam Hunt and Brian Kelly in Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, and then like 2 weeks before that, you saw Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
It's
all over. And stars are just like us. They all,
I guess
who
I
knew
saw,
stars ate?
Crazy, right? And did stuff.
Interesting.
Like Cole Swindell out at the bar the other night.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just chilling. Yeah,
he was out. Just chilling.
Just watching the game. Yeah, and people will ask a lot of times, and I didn't mention this maybe earlier this week or last week, like if we come to Nashville, where do we see the stars? Well, it's not on the weekends.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Because they're often out on the road doing weekend stuff. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday around like some of the local places more so than on Broadway where people think they're going to run into somebody famous. The touristy stuff, you're not going to see anybody famous. But the places that are pretty Nashville-y, you may.
Yeah.
So, but the Sam Hunt thing was crazy to me because he's so big. Like, Sam is a really large guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
And strikingly good looking and has that big beard. And I was like, Sam's just waiting on his food. Nobody was bothering him. It's pretty cool. But anyway, Morgan, number two, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Stars are just like, what were you buying, by the way? Speaking of stars,
I was buying some food for my dog.
Just for your dog?
Yeah. I make her like chicken and turkey and vegetables. So I was buying that stuff.
Oh, you aren't getting dog food?
No.
You make your dog.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We're not going anywhere. Hold on a minute.
That's wow. Better than I eat.
So go ahead.
I basically put all the vegetables. She gets like sweet potatoes, carrots, and green beans, and then I mash up a bunch of turkey and it goes in a crock pot, and that's what her food is.
And so you cook this how many times a week?
Like once a week.
And then you have it all. You meal prep for your dog?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, she's allergic to a lot of food, so I kind of had to do that.
Oh, I didn't know she was allergic.
Yeah, so I just learn to start cooking meat now that I'm very good at it because I don't even eat it. I don't know. So I just make it for her.
Does your dog ever have dog food? If it's...
No. It's just never been an option.
Do you give her people food? Your food?
She's had scraps before.
Does she sit at your feet and wait for scraps though?
Yes, but she's very well behaved about it. She's really good at the puppy dog eyes. Doesn't really ever make a lot of noise.
Wow, look at this. Hey, stars cook food for dogs too.
No, wow.
Yeah, who knows? Bobby Bones. You know, when we talk about our heroes, I see one here. This kid who's 14 years old can read the first line of a book and know the book. 129 works of literature. He can name it by just the first line. This is one of my heroes.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. How does he do it?
Monty Lord, 14 years old, can identify 129 books by their opening sentence. He won a place in the Guinness World Record by beating a previous record held by another dude. Like, I love that he reads. I love that he has a great memory. I love that he works at it. And so I want to shout out to this kid. Monty Lord, my hero.
Wow.
My new hero.
Wow, wow,
Eddie,
wow.
What's up with you and your reading challenge?
Oh, it's going. It's going. And I'm doing 15 minutes a day. But, I mean, I went 45 minutes last night.
Good for you. See?
Like,
and
I just.
There's no pressure to go 45 minutes.
I was at a point where I'm like, oh, I have time. I'm not tired and I'm going to keep reading. So, next thing you know, it's like 45 minutes. I'm like, okay, now I need to go to bed. But, dude, it's fun. It's actually fun. I guess I have a little bit of ADD sometimes. I'll go through two pages and then I'll realize, whoa, I was reading, but I wasn't taking anything in.
Normal.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's normal.
So I had to go back two pages and like, I don't remember anything I read.
Give yourself credit. You're really sticking your nose in the book. I love it.
Yeah.
So what we did with Eddie was he wanted to read more for 2020. And I was like, okay, well, don't feel like you have to go read a whole book. Read 15 minutes a day for a couple weeks and then see if that inspires you to read more.
Yeah.
And so you've been doing that.
I've been doing it. And question for you guys. Is reading the introduction, is that part of reading the book?
I do. I read every word in there because I don't want to feel like I missed out on anything.
Okay. I didn't know if I was just supposed to jump right to chapter one or not. I act like I've never read a book. But seriously, it's probably been 15 years since I've read a book. And now I when I picked it up, I was like, do I have to read the introduction?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. However, I read the introduction because it gives me context sometimes on the author. Sometimes it's just context.
Okay.
So, good for you. I'm kind of proud of you right now.
We're bonding over this. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of proud of you.
Thank
right
you,
now.
Man. Me too. I like reading.
There is also a real excitement when you close a book from the backside when you're finishing it.
Really?
It's a little bit of disappointment if it's a great book, but you're also like, I just achieved something. It's like running 10 miles and finishing the race and going, oh, I did it.
I do like the feeling of making yourself put it down.
So what would you say to listeners now who would like to read a little bit more but are like, oh, I don't read. I wish I did.
I think this is perfect. Man, even when I went to pick the book, if you go to a bookstore or even Amazon or whatever, you're going to find so many things like, oh, that would be cool to read. Just topics that you never thought you'd even be interested in. The fact that I found this book, one, was cool. And two, 15 minutes a day really goes by quick and it's realistic.
And you can put it down if you don't like 15 minutes. Good for you. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank
you,
man.
Look at, this is a proud face right
Thank
here.
Thank you. I might read a second book if this goes well.
Oh, wow. Yay.
And the point isn't to do that. The point is just to see if it's...
Right.
Yeah. What book are you reading again?
Just Mercy. Yes.
Which is a true story about...
It's about a lawyer who's trying to get a guy out of death row.
There you go. And
that's all I know now. I don't know anything else. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Miranda Lambert's new tour kicks off this weekend, and fans can help animals when they go to her shows. It's the Mutt Nation's Fill the Little Red Wagon campaign, giving fans the opportunity to bring food, treats, supplies, and donations for animals at any tour location. And then all of the supplies will get donated to that city's local animal shelter. Maren Morris is excited to be a touring artist and mom.
They make it look easy and normal, which I think is the most beautiful thing you can give to a kid on the road. I've seen their kids backstage riding tricycles, and they have their own catering table with like kids' food, and it becomes your normal, however you make it. I mean, yeah, Ryan and I are scared, but we're excited.
Reba McEntire has landed a guest star role on an episode of the CBS show Young Sheldon, where she's going to be playing an ex-wife. The episode airs in February. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So in Sacramento, California, a waitress got the surprise of a lifetime, a crazy tip, but she actually thought the person had, you know, written it wrong. The bill came to $165, and they wrote on there $2,000 as the payment. So that means everything that's left over, about $1,800, she got to keep for herself.
Wow.
And she is working two jobs to afford her college tuition, and she plans to use the money to pay for some repairs on her car. But she also wants to donate to the Australian wildfires with some of the extra money just to pay it forward.
Mm. Wow, that's a big old tip. I would also think it was a mess up.
She thought they meant 200 and they accidentally added an extra zero. And then she was like, what? They were like, no, it's for you.
You know, you're supposed to tip out your wait staff. When I was waiting tables, you tipped them out, you know, 10%. You probably don't tip them out the 10% of that.
You mean your bus staff or?
Yeah, the other waiter sometimes. Oh. Sometimes your bus staff. Sometimes you throw a tip at
even
the,
it out a little
at
bit.
At the person who's hosting or hosting.
Oh, yeah.
Bartenders
yeah.
who help.
Oh, right.
It's just
gotcha.
Kind of a staff.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably don't do that on that one. You just give a little
good.
Bit. Yeah. Anyway, that's a great story. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. A man has been sentenced to 3 years in prison after he forgot to pull down his mask during a robbery.
Wow, he had a mask on his head and didn't pull it down?
Yeah, he walked into a Dollar Tree Christmas Eve, pulled out a gun, said, "Give me all the money in the register." Had the mask on his head, never pulled it down. And he was the boyfriend of an employee, and the cashier recognized him.
Okay.
You know, he's a bonehead. Don't rob places, right? We're all on that same page. Just want to say that before I get any backlash. But that's total a me thing, because I would create the perfect robbery. I'd have a getaway car. There'd be no way. I'd have the cameras fogged up. I would forget to pull my mask down. Mm-hmm. I would do everything except that. So a little bit of me is like, oh, man, you get them next time. Yeah. But there shouldn't be a next time.
No.
But fail until you don't, right?
That's right. That's what you always say.
All right, there you go.
Thank I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby. Bobby Bones. Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
I get a lot of texts about your kids, and they're in a new school. That's going okay?
Yeah, it's going great.
Like first week?
Yeah, first week. We love it.
And you didn't move?
No. We found a school that would take them.
If you're new to the show, Amy has two kids. They were adopted from Haiti a couple years ago, so they've just tried different things. They did kind of a homeschooling program.
Yes.
Because
it was one-on-one.
Because their English wasn't as good, or is it because they hadn't learned enough to be...
Both. They were just behind in all areas.
So now that they're in a school with other kids, that's exciting.
Super exciting.
Have they hit you up about doing anything, you know, any like programs?
Well, I mean, I definitely feel like... I feel like this is going to be a good place for them. I feel like they're going to get more involved. Like there's extracurricular activities and theater and my daughter, like all kinds of things. And so I feel like as a parent too, I want to be involved where they're involved. And then in Stevenson's binder, there was a like thing to fill out for parents. And it said volunteer on the top and that you'd fill it out if you wanted to be a volunteer mom or parent. And I thought, oh.
For what though?
I don't know, classroom, volunteer. I don't know. I've never volunteered at a school before because I haven't ever seen an option. But I know of other moms that do it, and I know that it can be super helpful. And then your kids like it because you're there, or maybe they don't like it because you're around, but I feel like he would like it. Like, oh, my mom's here. But I don't know if I'm the volunteer mom at school type. I mean, we try to volunteer things that as a family that we're passionate about, or I work on things that I'm passionate about, but I've never seen myself as a classroom mom.
Well, so, what does that mean to you, a classroom mom?
I don't know. I feel like I have just an idea of it because I don't even know. But I guess when I was little, I remember seeing other moms up there. My mom wasn't because she worked full time. But they would just be moms that had the time to go up there and help the teacher organize or get things together or clean or... I literally don't know exactly what it means to be a volunteer, but the pamphlet was there and I didn't know if I was going to fill it out. And I started to feel major mom guilt because I don't think I'm going to be a volunteer at his school.
Did you click no or did you check no?
It's literally a piece of paper. I haven't filled it out yet.
Okay. Well, let me take some of the guilt off of you.
Okay.
They're new to school. Give it a semester and then readdress your need to volunteer.
Okay.
And if everybody's mom's doing it and you can, maybe you do slide up there, even just a little bit.
Right.
But I think that right now you're putting too much guilt on yourself for a reason.
Or I'm sure there's
no
volunteer dads, maybe, but I just didn't know. I was like, is this a thing? Like, am I not doing the right thing?
Your kids have been in school for how long?
Like 5 days.
Right. But all I'm going to say is, no, just check back with yourself in about 3 months.
Okay.
Don't even worry about it. Eddie, no you pressure. Volunteer for your kids' rooms?
I've done it. My wife signed me up to host a Valentine's party one time, and I went, and I had to set it all up and everything, and it wasn't bad at all.
Okay.
The kids had a blast.
Did your kids love that their dad was there?
As soon as you walk in that door, and it's just not pickup time, and dad's here, it's definitely a cool feeling for them.
See,
don't worry about it. No, give it a few months,
okay.
And then you can do it. Your kids, they've been in a public school for 5 days, and you're already feeling guilty of being not volunteering in the classroom.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and Amy, it's not about a type. You can fit in anywhere. It's not like a volunteer mom type. You can
do anything.
I know,
because I'm not like super organized. I don't have all the ideas. I don't like fun games. Like, I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Now we're getting to the real root of it.
Well, I don't know, and maybe I should put on the form, like, you know, thinking about it, what all does this entail?
So it's not that you don't think you're a mom type. You're worried that you're not going to do a good job at it.
Probably both. Probably both.
Lay on my couch. Let's have a talk here. This is it.
Mm-hmm. Probably a little bit of both. And I feel like for like my kids, like I'm not always there for a lot of stuff that they need. I am. We try to be, but like in the morning. Sometimes I have mom guilt because I don't ever get that time with them before school or to take them to school. And then, I don't know.
You can always go read a book to them and stuff. Stuff like
at the school?
Yeah, I've done it.
She's maybe too old for that now. She has a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Oh my gosh, what if I show up to such a sixth grade class and I'm like, I'm here to read.
Kids, I have Clifford the Big Red Dog, and she's like, Mom.
Mom, get out of
here. I'm 12. Okay, here's my advice. No guilt right now.
Okay.
But you're probably always going to have mom guilt the rest of your life.
Okay.
But no mom guilt right now for that.
Okay, cool.
Can you handle that?
I can handle it.
All right.
Yep.
Eddie, how do you feel about that advice? Being a dad who's had kids in school.
I think that's great advice.
All right. I do. Listen, I'm not good at living it, but I'm good at
it. But you're good at
good
giving
at
it.
Saying it.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
All right, it's Elder, who's Eddie, versus Millennial, who's Morgan number two. And so we ask questions about each other's generation.
I'm 40 years old.
That's true. You're the oldest person on the show. And you will get questions that Millennials know.
Correct.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Come on.
Who plays Jane the Virgin on the CW, Eddie? By the way, the score is 3-2. Eddie's taking the lead.
Yeah.
Who plays Jane the Virgin on the CW?
She's a Hispanic girl. I know this. Gosh, what is her name? Oh, my goodness. Oh, her name is...
A little too moany with that, miss. I'll be honest with you. A little too like, oh.
Dang it, man. Jane the Virgin. She's... Her name is... Clara.
Oh.
Rodriguez. She is a Rodriguez.
But I...
You've missed it. Clara,
you know,
Rodriguez. Yeah. Morgan, number two, you can steal?
Gina Rodriguez.
It's so dumb.
Correct.
Ah!
If you would have just said Rodriguez, I would have given it to
really?
You.
Really?
But you said it was Clara Rodriguez.
Yeah, which is just dumb.
Do y'all watch that show?
Mm-mm.
Is it still on?
Oh, I had a friend tell me that it's amazing and I need to start it.
Is it still a show that they make new episodes?
No, it's done now. Oh. They just finished it. But
there's
it is
a
really
lot
good.
Of seasons, and she said it'll be
Is there a whole
entertained.
Life about being a virgin?
I have no idea.
I don't want to give away the plot.
Well, that's
You'll
probably
figure
how it
out
ends.
The first episode.
Oh, they're all working toward that? Eddie.
Come on.
Your second question that Morgan number two would probably know. It's a millennial question. The Hills was a spinoff of what MTV show?
Yeah. The OC.
Oh, the OC. Incorrect. Morgan, number two, can you steal this?
Yeah, Laguna Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Eddie, in my head the whole time I was channeling it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Eddie, one what? Final question.
What?
Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
Familiar with her?
Uh-huh.
She is the daughter of who?
She's a Baldwin. Oh, but I don't know which one. There's so many. There's Alec. There's Michael. Steven. And probably another one. It's probably going to be the other one. No, but I think Alec Baldwin is his father-in-law.
Okay, there you go. Alec Baldwin's not her dad?
He's the one that called his daughter a pig, right?
The Ireland,
I
yeah.
thought she was the
so,
pig.
Yeah. No.
You always said Hailey Baldwin
yes.
Bieber was the pig?
No.
Yes. Voicemail?
No. Golly, that was so terrible. So it's Steven?
He was drunk, right?
Oh.
Morgan number two, would you like to steal?
I was going to say Stephen Baldwin.
All right, there you go.
It's okay.
Hey, Amy.
We're
in the middle of a game here.
Sorry.
Amy.
Why
did you do that when
it.
I was guessing?
She was going to get it anyways.
Were you?
Honor code, Morgan
yes,
number two. Would you got it?
I was.
Okay. Morgan number two stole all three of yours, Eddie.
She sure did.
Wow.
Let's go over to Morgan number two with questions that Eddie would know. Morgan number two, what does VHS stand for? Now, what? Back in the day, in Eddie's day, you'd put in a V, you know, you put in the tape and the VHS, and what does VHS stand for?
Video. Don't know what the H is. All I know is video. I don't know.
What do you
I
think have... it is? Video. Just throw a guess out there.
Video. I don't even know. I have no idea.
Eddie.
VHS.
Talk through it.
So video, she got that right. And I believe the H is home. So video home system.
Is that your answer?
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Morgan number two. The save icon is actually a picture of what?
Oh, it's a disc. It's a,
Mm.
I want to say disc, but I think there's something before it, like a flip disc, or I don't know.
What kind of disc?
Ish. A flip disc.
I don't know. No, Eddie, you can steal.
So close. It's a floppy disc.
Ah, dang it.
So wow. Close, Morgan number two. Ah.
All right.
But sorry.
Morgan number two. What is the Ninja Turtles' favorite food? If you get this, you win.
I would really like to get it, but I have no idea. So I'm just going to guess lettuce.
Oh. What a lame food for a superhero.
If it's a turtle guess, turtle.
She's really being literal with a turtle.
I know, right. What I'm saying.
Like, okay. Popeye loves spinach.
Eddie?
Yeah, pizza, dude.
There you go. Okay, so we have a tie. Let's go to one tiebreaker question. Eddie, we'll ask you a millennial question.
Okay.
On what TV show did Meghan Markle play Rachel Zane?
What? I didn't know she was on a TV show.
What? How do you not know?
Come on, Eddie.
Was she on The Bachelorette?
But she, and on The Bachelorette, she played a character.
Morgan number two.
Suits.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
That's such a good show.
Morgan number two, if you get this right, you win. Finish the phrase. Where in the world is Carmen? Oh, you don't know this?
Are you kidding?
Oh, I know this isn't right, so this is not my answer, but I'm thinking Carmen Electra. That's immediately what came to mind.
Go ahead.
I want to say that it's Carmen Ultra instead of Carmen Electra. I don't know.
Where in the world is Carmen?
Ultra.
Carmen Ultra.
Eddie. Electra.
Wait, what?
It's Carmen Electra.
Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
Morgan number two, you won. The whole room just...
Eddie,
what? Eddie.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Wow. I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are.
And I was so proud of myself that she... I was like, she missed
Eddie
it.
Eddie took a lot of pride in knowing that answer, and then he gave us the wrong answer.
I thought when she said Electra, you were laughing at that.
Yeah, I thought you were repeating her answer.
No.
That's the first thing that came into your head?
Mm-hmm.
Even before she said Electra.
When she said Electra, I was like, that's funny. She's going to get it wrong, even though she knows it.
Morgan, number two, you win. The score's now 3-3. Oh, yeah. There she is. There she is. Eddie, wow.
Dang. Wow. Like, wow.
I'm going to go home now.
Wow.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this family thinks they're going on vacation. They rent an Airbnb. They've got a 9-year-old son. They're hanging out in the house, checking everything out. And the 9-year-old finds a gun. Right there, in a drawer,
unlocked.
In an Airbnb, unlocked, right there. And a police badge right next to it. So then obviously they start freaking out, like, what in the world? Like, we have to get to the bottom of this, because it's so crazy. Like, what if the kid had started playing with it? And I mean, obviously everyone's okay, but evidently the previous renter was a sheriff. And he had left his badge and his gun in the drawer. Oh, so it wasn't the homeowner's fault, whoever owns the Airbnb. It wasn't that they were being negligent and didn't lock away their firearms or whatnot. But a legit, Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirmed that the badge did belong to one of their deputies. And he had evidently stayed there. The firearm was his personal gun. It wasn't his registered police gun, but it was still there. And again, a kid found it.
Scary.
As a parent, oh my gosh. Crazy.
Yeah, that stinks. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Although I wonder what part of the country was it? It was in California.
California, yeah.
If it had been me at 10, I'd have been okay with it, because again, I'd use guns even at that age.
Right.
But I guess most 9.
No, are you kidding? My 9-year-old, my son's 9. If he would have found that, I'd been like, oh yeah, my police dreams are coming true. Pew pew pew. Like, it could be bad. Could be bad.
What else you got?
Okay, so I'm just gonna ask you, who in America do you trust? Like, what companies, what institution?
What companies?
Yeah, like who?
Apple, because they don't give our information over.
Okay.
Even when the government's like, give us the codes, they don't. They find it hard.
Okay.
I trust Apple. What, celebrity?
Maybe. Celebrity, maybe.
Tom Hanks.
Good one.
Is a good one.
Yeah.
Politically,
like anybody that helps is like, take care of you, anybody in your circle that, you know.
You? Is what you're looking for? Oh. I trust you?
No. Wow, Amy, you're in good company.
No, I meant like your primary doctor, but.
I mean, you have to trust your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or you have to get a new doctor,
right?
Yeah, which is literally why primary doctor comes in at number one with who we trust most as Americans.
Like, because if you don't, time to get a new doctor, and until you do get one you trust.
Right. So then after doctors come our military, we trust them. We trust someone that's serving our country. Then after the military comes Amazon. We trust Amazon.
I don't trust them, but I go, you know what? I feel good not trusting them. They give me a lot, so that's the exchange I make with them.
Okay. And then celebrity-wise, Tom Hanks does make the list along with Oprah. She's also on there as being, you know, super trustworthy, I guess. And then, like, down at the bottom of the list, people we don't trust, Hollywood, Wall Street, and the U.S. government.
Oh, I don't trust a politician for any of me. Nothing. They just say what they want to say to get elected. That's it. The end. Mm-hmm. I don't trust politicians. Don't trust politicians. Only trust them after they have proven they are trustworthy. Never trust one on the face. Because their whole job is just to make you trust them so they can get elected. And then we'll see what happens. That's their whole job. Anyway, I'll get off with my box. Hold on.
That's right.
Amy, what else you got?
Okay, so I just thought this story was funny because a man in Kansas has asked an Iowa court to grant his motion for trial by combat.
Saw this.
So that he can meet his ex-wife and her attorney on the field of battle. And
this is a pay-per-view special I would pay for, and there's not a lot I would pay for. So you get to go fight.
Yeah.
And the winner wins the trial.
Mm-hmm. He's crazy. Just asking for 12 weeks lead time in order to source whatever swords he's trying to get for them to battle with. And to this day, trial by combat has never been banned or restricted as a right in the United States. So he's fighting for it.
$14.99, I'm in. Put it on the internet, put it on one of those pay-per-view channels. I want to watch trial by combat. All right.
I mean, at least he's thinking outside the box.
More people asking about my Bear Grylls episode, who I took with me. I took our boss, Rod Phillips, with me. And he didn't go on the trip, but he went to Norway and just chilled in the hotel. And then it was over and I came back, we just sightseed for the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went with me. But nobody went on the trip with me. It was just me and Bear. But appreciate all the questions. Arkansas Keith talked to him about it. He thought it was really cool. So it was a whole good deal. All right, that's Amy, and that's the pile. There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a woman in Iowa that she is celebrating 50 years as being a foster parent. She has fostered over 600 children since the 1970s.
Wow.
And not only that, she has five biological children. They are all now foster parents. And she has three grandchildren that are foster parents.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Maybe just the generations of all those that she's helped.
Yeah.
Not just them, but kids that they've had or people.
Yes. And now her kids are doing it. So obviously it's spreading.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Eddie, any closer to your kids?
No, we're still waiting.
But they're still with you.
They're still with us.
You have two kids of your own, two foster kids. How long have your foster kids been with you now?
It's going to be about a year here soon.
And do you feel like it's going to move in any direction in the next couple months? Meaning?
I think we're getting closer to whatever that decision's going to be.
Meaning either they go back to their parents or they stay with you and you're their official parents.
Correct. Well, they go up for adoption and then therefore we're...
First come, first serve?
Absolutely. 100%.
Mm. Is it like shotgun who calls it first?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they kind of ask the foster parent too, is this what you're interested in? If not, then they will go up for adoption.
But you literally do get the first option.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Man, that is a great story. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Now
this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, thanks for hanging out. Had a good one today. Let's go over to Amy first with the Morning Corny. Let's go.
The Morning Corny.
How long does it take to eat a clock?
How long does it take to eat a clock?
No one really knows, but it sure is time consuming.
Oh.
You like that one?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Oh, wow.
Eddie convinced me. Woo! I was on the fence. Woo! Eddie convinced me.
Thank you, Eddie.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby Bones.
Just by a quick yay, who in this room thinks things can be haunted?
Oh.
Yay.
Lunchbox Eddie?
Yep.
Yay. Yeah.
Ray?
I'm going to go yay as well.
Three yays, three Amy, Morgan, number two, and I say no, so it's about half and half. So you think things can be haunted?
Sure. Yes. Okay.
A family in Houston says it's being haunted by a doll of Elsa from Frozen.
Oh.
Even when they tried to throw it away, it appeared in their house again.
See?
On Christmas of 2013, a Houston area girl was given an Elsa doll, and everything was good until it wasn't. The doll recited phrases from the movie and sang Let It Go. All you had to do was push a button on its necklace for it to happen. For 2 years, it did that in English. But in 2005, it started alternating between Spanish and English. There wasn't a button that changed those. It was just random. The family has owned the doll for more than 6 years and never changed its batteries. The mother says the doll would randomly begin to speak at times, too, when it was off. Completely off, the doll would talk. In December, they said, we're getting rid of this doll. However, despite throwing it in the trash, the doll was found inside a bench in their living room.
Ooh.
Just weeks later. Elsa completely stopped speaking in English and only began to speak in Spanish. The family attempted to throw away the doll again, and it showed up in the house again. Now, is somebody just messing with them? Or do you really believe Elsa's haunted? And what's so haunting about someone speaking Spanish? I like people talk Spanish. Aren't we getting a little crazy with the word haunted?
Yeah.
I saw the headline. It was like, doll is haunted. I was like, that's something I'll click into.
Maybe the ghost is Spanish speaking.
You used to live in that house?
Yeah.
Help us get rid of this haunted doll, they say. Do you have anything haunted? Do you have anything connected to a spirit?
Not that I know of.
Eddie?
No, but we stayed at a hotel one time, and there was a picture that, I don't know, either my wife or someone didn't like the picture, so they put it down, and then next time we went in the room, it was up again.
Stop it. That's not true.
Well, because like a cleaning person came in and put it up.
How long were you gone? And were you gone between the hours of like 10 and 3?
30 minutes, dude.
Stop it.
Okay. 30 minutes.
Okay.
I'll never forget that time. That was crazy.
Lunchbox?
The house down the street from me. My buddy lived there. There was a little kid that the ghost lived there and locked me in the closet one time when I was got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, threw me in the closet, and it got really cold, and I couldn't get out and had to bang on the door. And then we would sit there and watch TV during the day, and you would see footprints on the stairs. No doubt about it.
How old were you?
I was like 9, 10.
This would have happened at your age now.
I don't know. The house, they sold the house, and then like 2 months later, it's already for sale again because the people probably saw the ghost. I'm telling you guys, it is so real.
You got locked in the room.
Locked in the closet. Got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I'm walking down the hall, and I got shoved in the closet by the ghost.
Did you see the guy that got locked in the 24-hour fitness?
Like, yeah.
He goes into the gym. He's swimming laps in the pool. And then they lock it all around him, and he can't get out. Do we have the audio of that, Raymundo, still? So he gets out of the pool, and all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I can't get out of the gym. They've locked me in. They shut the whole thing down while I was in there swimming laps. I guess they didn't walk in the pool room?
Yeah.
Weird.
While he was swimming? Here you go.
I'm sure the security footage will show. I covered every square foot of that place. I went upstairs into the offices and, you know, looked in all the downstairs offices. And as they're looking through the windows, they are just laughing. They were the funniest officers I've ever met in my life. Happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He got on Instagram and was like, I'm locked in here. And if they came to get him.
Oh, amazing.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
For us, not for him.
Yeah, it's probably scary.
Also, how weird to get locked inside of something. Because usually you can always get out from the inside.
And what gym was it?
I think it was a 24-hour fitness.
So why are they locking the doors anyways? It's 24 hours.
True.
Thought about this.
But I don't think
was
maybe,
it a 24-hour fitness, Mike?
I don't know that all 24-hour fitnesses are 24 hours.
It's
actually.
Like the dollar store?
Yeah. It's just like a gimmick. You know? It's like
not everything's a dollar.
Yeah, you can work out here all day long except for between the hours.
Yeah, but the dollar store, things can be of dollar.
Sure, there could be things.
There are
but
some.
But 24-hour fitness seems like it should be open all the time.
Correct.
Dollar store, I'm okay with bending that.
Yeah, because it's all made of dollars.
Yeah, everything's a dollar. Everything's dollar-ish.
Yeah.
It's cheap. 24-hour fitnesses, we're open 24 hours. Be fit these 24 hours. His name's Dan Hill. It's a pretty funny picture. He's like, I'm trapped in here.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A six-year-old boy who's been battling cancer for years got a welcome back surprise when he came back to school. Did you happen to see the video?
I didn't, no.
All of his classmates like lined the hallways and were clapping for him and he's walking back through the hallway.
Oh, I love that.
John Oliver Zippe was greeted with a standing ovation from his classmates after his last round of chemo. Mm. Students celebrated his return with high fives, applause, and cheers. Really was a fantastic video. Wonderful story. He had been in and out of school while battling cancer, 6 years old. Went back in and they were just going nuts for him. He was diagnosed with cancer at age 3, recently had his last round of chemo, and they celebrated hard. Quote, him having to miss some time was tough, but the class was just so happy to see him come back. We'll post it on our Facebook. If you want to see it, facebook.com/BobbyBoneShow. It is just a wonderful, wonderful video and story. And shout out to John Oliver there. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
All right, you guys can always email the show, ask your questions. Morgan, number two, how do they get in touch with the show?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
All right, let's open it up.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby. So I'm proposing to my girlfriend. She has subtly, and sometimes not so subtly, been showing me her taste in wedding rings for about a year now. I know what she likes, a diamond that isn't obnoxiously big and lots of smaller stones along the band. But about 4 months ago, once my grandmother knew our relationship was serious and headed toward marriage, she approached me about using my late great-grandmother's ring. Not only was this significant because my great-grandmother was a Holocaust survivor, but my grandmother told me she had the ring appraised at roughly $10,000. When she offered me the ring, how could I say no? The problem is, this ring is pretty much the exact opposite style of what my girlfriend likes. It is a large diamond with a silver, almost angular band. My question is, should I propose with my great-grandmother's ring, even if it's not the style she wants?
Ugh.
This is a great question.
No, it's too hard.
This is a great question.
Do you have an answer?
And you guys can hit us up if you want. 877-77-BOBBY and hop in on this conversation. 877-77-BOBBY. Tough situation here. Yeah, I know my answer. I know that ring is important to you and important to her. But you know what's a little bit more important? Is your wife. And if you know she's not going to like it, you can't give it to her as is. I think you can maybe take some stuff from that ring if you're just determined to use it. I would say leave that ring altogether and get her one that she would like. Because you don't want your wife wearing a ring that she doesn't like, that doesn't make her feel good. In the end, that's going to be on her hand the whole time, every day, just about for the rest of her life. And do you want her really wearing something that she doesn't feel like looks good on her, she doesn't feel comfortable with, doesn't love? Just doesn't love. So my answer is going to be, you have to get her a ring or make her a ring that looks like what she likes. Now, if you explain the situation, who knows? She may actually come around and go, well, this is value to me based on the value to you. But I'm still going to say no. I think you have to get her a ring that you know she would like, especially if you know this is the opposite of what she likes. If it was somewhere close, I think that value of would elevate it. But if she just doesn't like it, I don't think you can propose with it. Tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
But I think she, your wife for the rest of your life, probably the mother of your children, I think her wants rank over keeping your family's ring in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can always give it to somebody else. You can actually have it, hold it, and give it to your kid to give to someone. Or maybe you have a sister. The ring doesn't have to die.
It can still stay in the family.
Yes. Yeah. So that would be my thoughts. Amy?
I support those thoughts. It's good. I think it would be super special. But yeah, if it's the exact opposite of what she wants, then you kind of, yeah, it's better to go. Like, probably part of you doesn't want to let down your grandma or whomever is giving the ring and to say, oh, sorry, I'm not going to use it. But then if you don't let down your grandma, you're going to let down your soon-to-be wife.
And let's be honest, grandma's only got a few years left.
Wife forever.
Yeah, yeah. Kane in Georgia, you're on the air. What do you think, bud?
Yeah, I was thinking that he should use it for the proposal and see how she reacts. And then, depending on how she acts, just let her know that she has the option. They can get another one. But that was offered from his great-grandmother, and it kind of meant a lot to him. And kind of see how she reacts. But let her know she does have the option to get another one, but they're going to have that one as well.
Wow. Okay,
I'm not big on the proposal being a science experiment, and let's see how she does. Oh. And we can manipulate it based on what her feelings are right when one of the biggest moments of her life happens.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really like that. Let's just judge it. It gets on tape. Let's go back and look at the tape and see what her face does.
I thought that was kind of a good idea.
Oh, to like trick her?
But kind of put the decision on her. Like, all right,
why would you put her through that?
Well, no, if she wants it.
Because she then will have to make that decision.
To hurt grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
It's no longer my decision anymore. Yes.
I think that would be kind of a selfish thing to do. Oh. Take the decision off of you and make her do it.
Right. Okay. And then you just want to be able to go to grandma and be like, grandma, I tried. She didn't like it.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Grandma, she dry heaved. I'll be honest with you.
I wouldn't have done that. I would have taken it, grandma.
It's very valuable. I just think you can give it to somebody else in the family or even your kids later on. The ring doesn't have to lose the sentimental value. And also, grandma didn't use it. If it was your great-grandma's ring, you have two generations that didn't use it. It's not like everyone's using it all generations down.
Mm-hmm.
if it was great grandma's, grandma didn't use it, and neither did your parents.
Right. And then you did mention something about, you know, using the ring and taking it apart.
I would take the rocks out and put it in the ring.
And when you said that, I was like, oh, no, you can't do that to it. But I thought, like, my mom left, like, my sister and I inherited everything from my mom, and some of the stuff we had to split, and, like, her wedding ring, like, we took it apart. I took the gold band that it was on, because it's really thick and cool looking, and then my sister took the diamond. And so we split that up. We didn't keep it intact, and should we have? So I guess it's not bad to split it up as long as you still have all the pieces and people can enjoy it that way.
Caitlin in Kansas, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. Caitlin, what do you think about this? Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Wow, this is crazy. I've always wanted to be on the show. My husband didn't propose till about 4 or 5 years after we were together, and I would have been very happy to accept any ring at that point. So that's, I don't know. I also have this idea of there's so many different ways to restyle rings nowadays. I'm wondering if maybe he could take it to the jewelers and see what he can do to restyle it into the style she wants, but still use.
Yeah, I think that too. And I think I'd have probably laid on that a little harder, but Amy acted like it was the dumbest thing ever said.
I know, I did.
So I got off of that. I was like, you know what?
Well, when you did say it, I was like, no, because Holocaust survivor, like there was something to it where I was like, it's special. Like there's a story. There could be some, like you don't want to mess it up. But then after I really thought through it, I don't think that's such a bad idea.
Yeah, the style, it's still there.
Yeah, it's like you still
feel good about it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to hop back on that a little
bit.
Get back on it. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. You can go to our Facebook page. We'll post this up. Go to facebook.com/BobbyBonesShow, and you can add your comment up there. Get your bones on, get your Bobby Bones on. Bobby Bones, yo. Hey, let's go take this call from Carrie in Indiana, who's been sitting on hold. Hey, Carrie, thanks for calling the show. What's happening with you?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm kind of starstruck right now. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I was listening earlier when they were... Or when you, Bobby, were talking about like your ratings to the show that you were just recently on, and kind of like overcap of like everything that I've been following thus far with you. I mean, winning the Mirrorball Trophy on Dancing with the Stars, the show, all of the different awesome things that you're doing. I have to tell you, I'm sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm chasing a 2-year-old. But, like, all the stuff that you're doing, I guess how humble you really are, or if you have to realize, like, what an impact you make on people's lives. And, like, you deserve those ratings. Like, Channing Tatum, like, what? Who? Like, who?
Oh, stop it.
Bobby Bones is... No, I'm serious.
Stop it.
Because, like, you are such a positive influence on so many people. It is incredible because I listen to your show every single morning when I take my daughter to school. And I'm so excited to finally find a radio station that doesn't have a bunch of like negativity, like political involvement or anything like that. It's just, it's such a nice, refreshing show that uplifts people, has funny little quirks like the morning corny that Amy does. I mean, we laugh at that all the time. And like, just like the Tell Me Something Good segment, like literally everything you do is such a positive influence on so many people. Like, don't sell yourself short. Like, you totally deserve those ratings. Like, that is, like, just a testament to what, like, how amazing you really are.
Well,
and what
it's,
an
it's,
impact
very, it's a
make.
Very nice call. I couldn't pay someone to say things as sincerely. I could try. I could pay somebody to say things. But that was very sincere, and I appreciate that. And let me say this. First of all, let me talk about the debate the other night. I'm just kidding. The political.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I just do everything she just told me not to. Listen, what do you say after that call? I appreciate it. We try to do our best to be real people. We can annoy you at times because if we didn't, though, we wouldn't be normal humans. So we try to be our most authentic self, but I think we pretty much all live in a very positive facing way, right?
Yeah, we try.
And we bring it on. We try. We don't always hit it.
Right.
But we try. So thank you for that call. And what she's talking about the ratings is I mentioned the president of Nat Geo was on the show a couple days ago going, we want your episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls to be the biggest, even bigger than Channing Tatum. And I scoffed at that because he's a humongous star. And we had the biggest rated show of the season, which is pretty exciting. I got the news last night when I was with Amy, and I was like, holy crap, can you believe it? I didn't finish last. And then
it's amazing.
We had the highest rated show. So thank you very much for that call. Carrie, it's very nice. I hope you found your kid. You're good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just crazy chasing a two-year-old around.
Well, very kind of you to say, and thank you for listening to the show. And we will do our best to be as authentic as we possibly can all the time, okay?
Yeah.
May not be the most pleasant. I come in grumpy sometimes. We get irritated with each other. We're very close. Like I'm reading the text here. People are so irritated with me saying you could take the stones out of that grandma's ring and give it to... They're like, that's the stupidest advice I've ever heard. So.
But it's not.
But it is what you believe.
But it is also, it's an opinion.
Right.
That doesn't make it doesn't make me right or wrong. It's an opinion. But it's always funny when people tell your opinion is wrong because their opinion is right. No, that's just your opinion. We don't have to be that divisive. Everything doesn't have to be black and white, right or wrong.
Right.
Okay. I'm done.
What's wrong with people?
So I read a story that most Americans don't know when taxes are due. Do you know?
April 15th?
Yeah. Okay. That's it. And that's a question on the U.S. citizenship test. Of when are taxes due? You knew it. You're a citizen. Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The deadline is April 15th. By the way, just for everybody listening too.
Deadline.
April 15th.
Yeah.
So let's do the citizenship quiz. Write your answers down, Amy, Lunchbox, Producer Eddie.
Yeah.
I have 10 U.S. questions. Oh. If you miss it, you're eliminated.
This is just the worst.
I love America, by the way.
Me too. I would like to just start off by saying yes. We love
I'm USA
America.
All the way.
All the way.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
That's what I bleed.
Every day.
Are you ready? Question number one.
Grateful to be here.
Yep.
What's the name of the national anthem? Easy. What's the name of the national anthem?
I'm in.
Amy?
I'm in for the win.
Star Spangled Banner.
Lunchbox?
Star Spangled Banner.
Eddie?
Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, good. Everybody gets that one.
Mm-hmm.
Who is considered to be the father of our country?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Eddie?
George Washington.
Lunchbox?
George Washington.
Amy?
George Washington.
You're all right. Okay. That's level super elementary. Let's go to the first grade, though.
Oh, boy.
Okay. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution is called what?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Hold on. I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Bill of Rights. Oh.
Eddie?
Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
Well, repeat the question again.
No, you've already missed it.
I'm pretty sure I don't know.
Bill of Rights.
Oh, brother.
You've been eliminated.
Wow.
You're not a citizen.
I do love America, though.
Nope.
It's okay that you don't.
Adios.
Yep. Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Amy. Back to Mexico.
Dang. Wow.
You really good?
Okay.
That was
what
crazy.
Do the stripes of the American flag represent? What do the stripes on the American flag represent?
I'm in for the win.
And...
Lunchbox?
The colonies.
Amy?
The 13 colonies.
Nice. Eddie, I'm so disappointed in
you. I know,
right
I knew
now.
That one.
No, stop it.
Okay. just saying.
At least you didn't say 10 commandments.
What piece of land did the United States buy from France in 1803?
What piece
what? Say it again.
We're in like fourth grade now. What piece of land did the United States buy from France in 1803?
What? Okay. I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
I put Louisiana, also known as the Louisiana Purchase.
Amy?
Louisiana.
Wow.
Woo! Sandbagged you.
I would have accepted any of that. Louisiana Territory, Louisiana Purchase.
Okay.
Woo!
Wow, good for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, who dat?
How many U.S. senators are there? This is the U.S. citizenship test.
In.
Got him.
Please.
How many U.S. senators are there? Amy jumping in quick. Maybe as an intimidation tactic. It's her lunchbox left.
Let's see. How do you do as senators?
Just come on.
What do you mean? What?
What is the other one called?
No, don't talk about stuff.
I'm in for the win.
In.
Amy.
100.
Lunchbox.
Oh, there's only 50 states, so you got 50 senators.
Well, one of you's right.
Oh, that's boy.
Amy. It's me.
Oh,
no. I know it. Oh, no. I know it's me. I know it's not. It's not just one.
Well, why wouldn't you have one from each state?
Because you have two from each.
Two.
Why?
Hit it.
Amy is the winner. You get to be the most citizen of all.
Woo!
So in the House, though, it's all based on, like, you get more people, like in Congress.
Yes. Than, those are representatives.
Right, they're representatives. Then senators, you get two. Like, California has more people in the House of Representatives than somewhere like Arkansas, where I'm from.
Right.
So who's in the House of Representatives if it's not a senator? Is it just a
member of Congress?
Congressmen and women?
Yeah,
congressmen. That's just what they're called?
Yeah.
Congressmen.
Oh.
Like,
and women.
Shout out, I had a, like, in Atlanta, I had a congresswoman that was helping me get my kids. She was super nice.
The House is population-based, and that is also based on the census. So when they do censuses, this is why it's important. So a state like California, like I said, we have more people in the House than Arkansas. However, every state gets two. It doesn't matter the population. Rhode Island gets two, and so does Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Senators.
So do we elect those people, the senators?
Everything's elected, yeah.
Cool. I didn't know if they were appointed.
No, the judges are appointed for on a federal level. A lot of judges are appointed. Some are elected.
Man.
But
I'm going to check out who my senators are.
Okay.
I'm going to apologize to them.
All right, Amy, you are the one tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Feels good. Proud to be an American.
That's right. You are the most American on the show.
I know. I didn't miss, well, Amy, I didn't miss a single question.
Amy is the greatest American on the show today. Wow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I got a beep on my phone and said, somebody's at your door. Because I have one of those doorbell cameras. And I was driving back to the house. So I hit the little button and it opens a little camera up on my doorbell. And it was Raymundo standing at my door. And so I hit record on it. And then I'm about to pull into my driveway, and I see him starting to drive out of the yard. I guess he didn't need me at my house. But I go and look in the refrigerator. He has taken all the alcohol from my house.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Christmas party, and I was just offering him really the White Claw, but he went ahead and took everything.
All of it, huh?
A lot, huh?
First of all, it was clogging up your fridge for a guy that doesn't drink. You don't need the whole second shelf completely bogged down. I cleared it all.
How much do you think you got value worth?
Oh, well over 100. There was Coronas in there. Those things are three a pop.
So he didn't even say what up. Didn't call me like, hey, I'm at the house. He can't. What'd you take it out in a big box?
Well, we got two paper sacks and didn't know if it was going to hold, but I was willing to risk it just to get all that booze. So I took it back to the crib.
Raymundo has a funny story because he has is a good luck hat that you wear.
Yeah, this I just recently got it. The Tom Brady hat, TB12.
Yeah.
So I've been wearing it crazy in the most unbelievable way. Random good luck things have happened to me since I started wearing the hat.
So he has a top five list of these crazy things that have happened to him since he started wearing this red TB12 hat.
You ready for it?
Number five.
A sales lady comes up to me and says that she can get me a new car. Just in the parking garage. Didn't even ask her for it. She just knocked on my window and said that.
And you had the hat on?
Yes, while I was wearing it.
Number four.
My apartment complex sends me an email just randomly. Hey, Chick-fil-A brought everybody free chicken sandwiches. Anybody wants them? They're completely free at the clubhouse.
And you had the hat on?
Yes.
Wow. Number three.
There was a bank error. I'm not going to say the bank, but they just gave me $13. They said, totally our bad. Enjoy the $13. Here you go. It's in your account.
And you had the hat on?
While I was wearing the hat, wow. I read the email.
That's number three. Raymundo has a lucky TB12 hat. These are the top five things that have happened to him. They're awesome. Number two.
I go over to Bone's place and get the White Claw. Yeah!
With bonus.
In the hat.
Yeah, in the hat. That's number two. And the number one awesome thing that's happened while you're wearing this Tom Brady hat.
My brother, we never text, we never talk. Out of nowhere, I'm wearing the hat, walking around my crib, and he texts me and says, hey, I'm coming to town. Do you want to do dinner? I'm going to Florida to Disney World with my wife. Can we sit down and have a dinner together?
And you never talked to him?
Never talked to him, but I was wearing the TB12 hat.
What
that's,
up?
That's pretty slick. There he is. I'd never take that hat off.
Yeah, put it on right now.
Yeah, maybe something could happen to us if you're with us.
All right, it's pretty dope, though. I like it.
Was that one that was sent up here to us after when Eddie's foster son was asking for the Tom Brady
stuff? No, it's from Jessica in Boston. She swung by here and gave it to me.
Oh, well, then there you go. All right, well, congratulations. Wear it all weekend.
Yeah!
That may be the best audio part of our show now when he does the yeah.
Yeah.
People will come up to me and be like, I love when Raymundo does yeah. Rocky Johnson died yesterday. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
The Rock's dad.
Oh, man.
He was 75 years old. He was a member of the first black duo to win the WWE Tag Team Championships. He was the father of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He wrestled from 1964 to 1991. Wow. I was really, really big into wrestling as a kid. I don't remember Rocky Johnson.
Yeah, I don't really either.
His greatest achievement was teaming up with Mr. Atlas to become the first black tag team champions in WWE history. Oh, good for him. And then, he had The Rock, which I was watching some of The Rock because I follow it. Listen, I'm a wrestling nerd for back in the day. I do follow an account on Instagram called Classic Wrestling. And they put up a bunch of clips from really the 80s and the 90s. And I was watching some clips of The Rock. And he now is so much bigger as an actor than he was as a wrestler.
Yeah.
As far as like just being a monster. When you see The Rock in a tank top now, he's a monster. It's crazy. It was you at dinner last night talking about how much water he drinks, right?
Yeah, no, I think Kaylee knew where, I don't know where she had read it, but how much, I don't remember.
2 gallons a day? I think it's two gallons.
A lot.
Which is a lot of water.
But I mean, he's got a lot of body.
Yeah. The Rock revealed he drank, oh, no, no, 4 gallons of water a day.
Oh, four?
Yeah.
What?
Which is an abnormal amount. To drink 1 gallon, they say that's what you should drink. I've tried that before. It's a little too much for me because then I'm just peeing and irritated all the time. So whatever I'm gaining from it for having the right hydration, I'm irritated because I've always got to go to the bathroom. Okay. It's not a good mix for me.
Okay.
So like 3/4 of a gallon is pretty strong for me.
That's what I do.
But The Rock drinks 4 gallons.
Wow.
That amount is probably too much for the average person. He also announced he's now part of Voss Water, owns part of that.
Oh, that Voss Water is good. Okay, so he also eats like a ton. My thing with drinking a ton of water too is I also want to eat adequately, but then sometimes I just feel so like, all the time full, and I'm trying not to eat or try not to drink water 30 minutes before I eat and then 30 minutes after I eat. It's like, how do you even find the time to squeeze all that water in?
What's The Rock's daily caloric intake?
Oh, gosh.
Because I've seen many stories about that, and he eats like lunch and then late lunch and then later lunch.
Mm-hmm.
He's always... The Rock Johnson has to eat more than 5,000 calories a day. The calories spread over 7 meals, 2.3 pounds of cod.
Ugh.
But 5,000 calories a day.
What's normal for people?
2,000.
That's average. Yeah.
And he's also eating 5,000 good calories a day.
Yeah.
Because you could probably eat a blooming onion and call it a day.
You're
like, you know what? That was nice.
Yeah, I'm good. But he eats 7 meals, and then he has an other meal. So he has 7 meals and then other.
Mm.
That's like Mark Wahlberg, who wakes up at like 3 a.m. and starts his day by working out. He does 2 workouts, I think, in the morning and then eats a bunch of food. And I think Mark Wahlberg goes to bed at like 7 p.m. or something crazy too. But again, yeah, he goes to bed at 7:30 p.m. He wakes up at 2:30 in the morning. Mark Wahlberg does. Wake up at 2:30, prayer time at 2:45, breakfast at 3:15, work out for an hour and a half starting at 3:40, and does all his day, and then bedtime at 7:30 p.m.
I just don't know how that's sustainable, I guess he makes it work.
Yeah, he's just disciplined, and this is his lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it's sustainable in that you have to dedicate your whole life to do it all the time. It's not like a trendy thing to do. Like, you can't do it for a couple of weeks.
Somebody invites you over for dinner, you're all messed up.
That's how I feel now anyway. I don't go to bed that early.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for hanging out. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. If you want to check it out, Mr. Bobby Bones. I put a picture up of a new artist that got a standing ovation at a show I was at and was very proud of him. And you can see that Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A Walmart got an $80,000 Christmas donation to pay off layaways. And this hasn't come out yet in the news. That's pretty exciting.
That's awesome.
Someone, I don't know who, gave them that money. But a Walmart in Florida got this donation. But when there was $20,000 left over, because it was about $60,000 in stuff on layaway, the manager's employees used it to buy a bunch of stuff for themselves.
Oh. No.
The guy was Khalil Mack, the linebacker from the Bears, who donated it. And over Christmas, his charity foundation made an $80,000 donation in his hometown of Florida. And so, again, it was just over $60,000 in the money to pay off stuff. And then they're, look at all this pile of money here. What do we do? Well, they got himself a bunch of stuff. The Walmart spokesperson says, we have determined the store did not handle the transaction in keeping with Walmart's guidelines and have taken corrective action.
Wow.
Yeah, probably not the best thing to do, huh?
No.
They probably knew they were doing wrong is my assumption.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Yeah, you probably have a feeling like we shouldn't be doing that.
I don't think it's a feeling. I think you know you're doing it.
But
the money's not your money.
The other people, are y'all talking about it? Are you like, ooh, probably shouldn't be doing this, but.
And how many people were in on this? Like, who's, because a secret with 2 people,
right,
you can mostly keep. A secret with 3, nobody's keeping that one. Yeah. So it's getting out. We're done for today. Amy, what's going on?
This is a pretty normal day for me. Yeah. What about you?
What's that mean, a normal day?
Well, kids, my dad, I'll probably work out. I'll work on some stuff. And then that's, yeah, pretty much all goes by really fast in my mind.
I have a shoot at Napa Auto Parts today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a thing with them, a whole corporate thing for a few days in April. And so I'm going over to a store to shoot video stuff for that. I'm doing stand-up for like 3 days at a corporate event for Napa. And so we're going to shoot some stuff at a local store because it's the inside of a store.
Yeah.
So we'll go shoot some stuff today.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. I'm on the ACM board. So we have a big board meeting today because we have a new president, and I don't do a lot of the insider fancy schmancy, but this is the one thing that I've kind of jumped in on, and so I'm gonna go to that. I gotta shoot a trailer for my Bobbycast series for YouTube because our YouTube subscribers are starting to really jump up on this because nice. We shoot everything for video as well. It's a pretty full packed day.
Dang.
Go work out, normal stuff. I did ride my Peloton yesterday, hard.
Oh, good, you got it in.
Hard.
What's your streak at?
45, 46 Ooh. Weeks now.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's awesome, dude.
When I hit 52, I'm checking out.
Yeah, you're done.
But there are times where it's coming to the week and haven't been home, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to get one in. And I'll go and crank out a workout when I've already done a workout or I've forgotten, like on a late Saturday night. But I'm getting there.
Can you ever just go, like, in case you, just so you want to get it in that you're on the bike, can you just go, like, get on it and casually ride while you watch The Office or something?
I wouldn't let myself do that.
Oh.
I owe it to myself to really work as hard as I can in my spots. Oh, sure, yeah. Anybody can do halfway and
of course,
get yes. things halfway done.
Yeah.
That's not my mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mine is to do it every week working hard.
Hard. Okay, so it's every week hard.
No, it's just every time. It's just life and life.
Why go if you can't go as hard as you can?
I know,
but sometimes I just hop on my treadmill, put on something on Netflix, and I just put it on 3.0 and walk.
Halfway.
Would never do that. All right, thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Dustin Lynch and his parents, and tomorrow on the Friday Morning Conversation. Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.